TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and partner events. This episode features game designer Jane McGonigal. This talk contains powerful visuals. Download the video at TED.com. Here's Jane McGonigal.
Today, I am going to teach you how to play my favorite game, massively multiplayer thumb wrestling. It's the only game in the world that I know of that allows you, the player, the opportunity to experience 10 positive emotions in 60 seconds or less. This is true. So if you play this game with me today for just one single minute, you will get to feel joy, relief, love, surprise, pride, curiosity, excitement, all in wonder, contentment, and creativity, all in the span of 1 minute. So this sounds pretty good, right? Now you're willing to play. In order to teach you this game, I'm going to need some volunteers to come up on stage really quickly. We're going to do a little hands-on demo. While they're coming up, I should let you know, this game was invented 10 years ago by an artist collective in Austria named Monochrom. So thank you, Monochrom. Okay, so most people are familiar with traditional two-person thumb wrestling. Sunny, let's just remind them, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare thumb war, and we wrestle. And of course, Sunny beats me because she's the best. Now, the first thing about massively multiplayer thumb wrestling, we're the gamer generation. There are a billion gamers on the planet now. So we need more of a challenge. So the first thing we need is more thumbs. So, Eric, come on over. So we could get 3 thumbs together. And Peter could join us. We could even have 4 thumbs together. And the way you win is you're the first person to pin someone else's thumb. This is really important. You can't like wait while they fight it out and then swoop in at the last minute. That is not how you win. Ah, who did that? Eric did that. So Eric would have won. He was the first person to pin my thumb. Okay, so that's the first rule. And we can see that 3 or 4 is kind of the typical number of thumbs in a node. But if you feel ambitious, you don't have to hold back. We can really go for it. So you can see up here. Okay, now the only other rule you need to remember is, you know, gamer generation, we like a challenge. I happen to notice you all have some thumbs you're not using. So I think we should kind of get some more involved. And if we had just 4 people, we would do it just like this. And we would try and wrestle, you know, both thumbs at the same time. Now, perfect. Now, if we had more people in the room, instead of just wrestling in a closed node, we might reach out and try and grab some other people. And in fact, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to try and get all something like, I don't know, 1,500 thumbs in this room connected in a single node. So, and we have to connect both levels. So if you're up there, you're going to be reaching down and reaching up. Now, before we get started, this is great. You're excited to play. Before we get started, can I have the slides back up here really quick? Because if you get good at this game, I want you to know there are some advanced levels. So this is the kind of simple level, right? But there are advanced configurations. This is called the Death Star configuration. Any Star Wars fans? And this one's called the Mobius Strip. Any science geeks? You get that one. This is the hardest level. This is the extreme. So we'll stick with the normal one for now. And I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Every thumb into the node, connect the upper and the lower levels. You guys go on down there. 30 seconds into the network. Make the node. Stand up. It's easier if you stand up. Everybody, up, 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 up. Stand up, my friends. All right. Don't start wrestling yet. If you have a free thumb, wave it around. Make sure it gets connected. Okay, we need to do a last-minute thumb check. If you have a free thumb, wave it around to make sure. Grab that thumb. Yeah, yeah, reach behind you. There you go. Any other thumbs? Okay, on the count of 3, you're going to go. Try to keep track. Grab it. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Did you win? You got it? You got it? Excellent. Woo! Well done. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. While you are basking, in the glow of having won your first Massimo Play Thermos game, let's do a quick recap on the positive emotions. So, curiosity. I said massively multiplayer thumb wrestling. You were like, what the hell is she talking about? So I provoked a little curiosity. Creativity. It took creativity to solve the problem of getting all the thumbs into the node, and I'm reaching around and I'm reaching up. So use creativity. That was great. How about surprise? The actual feeling of trying to wrestle two thumbs at once is pretty surprising. You heard that sound go up in the room. We had excitement as you started to wrestle. Maybe you're starting to win, or this person's like really into it. So you kind of get the excitement going. We have relief. You got to stand up. You've been sitting for a while. So the physical relief, getting to shake it out. We had joy. Did you guys? You were laughing, smiling. Look at your faces. This room is full of joy. We had some contentment. I didn't see anybody sending text messages or checking their email while we were playing. So you were totally content to be playing. The most important three emotions, awe and wonder. We had everybody connected physically for a minute. When was the last time you were at TED and you got to connect physically with every single person in the room? That is truly awesome and wondrous. And speaking of physical connection, you guys know I love the hormone oxytocin. You release oxytocin, you feel bonded to everyone in the room. You guys know that the best way to release oxytocin quickly is to hold someone else's hand for at least 6 seconds. You guys were all holding hands for way more than 6 seconds. So we are all now biochemically primed to love each other. That is great. And the last emotion of pride. How many people are like you, just like me? Just admit it. You lost both your thumbs. It just didn't work out for you. That's okay, because you learned a new skill today. You learned from scratch a game you never knew before. Now you know how to play it. You can teach other people. So congratulations. How many of you won just one thumb? All right, I have very good news for you. According to the official rules of massively multiplayer thumb wrestling, this makes you a grandmaster of the game. Because there aren't that many people who know how to play, we have to kind of accelerate the program more than like a game like chess. So congratulations, grandmasters. Win one thumb once, you become a grandmaster. Did anybody win both their thumbs? Yes, awesome. Okay, get ready to update your Twitter, Facebook status. You guys, according to the rules, are legendary grandmasters. So congratulations. I will just leave you with this tip. If you want to play again, the best way to become a legendary grandmaster, you got your two nodes going on. Pick off the one that looks easiest. They're not paying attention. They look kind of weak. Focus on that one and do something crazy with this arm. As soon as you win, suddenly stop. Everybody's thrown off. You go in for the kill. That's how you become a legendary grandmaster. Massively multiplayer thumb wrestling. Thank you for letting me teach you my favorite game. Woo!
That was Jane McGonigal, recorded at TED Global in Edinburgh, Scotland, June 2013. For more information on TED, visit TED.com.